LCUUC had a fundraiser at Piggly Wiggly, and we still have some leftover cans of soda and water that can be purchased in the social hall after the service and thrown on any of the band members you would like. Next, hey kids, 4 through 14, and parents, you don't want your child to grow up to be a folk singer? Then have them join the children's choir. Our children's choir will be singing for Water Communion on September 7th, so we'll be starting off the year with a choir retreat just for kids. On Monday, August 25th, from 5 to 6:45 p.m., we'll have a potluck dinner from 5 to 5:30 and then play some games and do some singing. Family members are welcome to hang out in the social hall or observe the rehearsal, or just come at 5:30 if you can't make the potluck. More information will be coming out this week. Let Ms. Michelle Hoyt or Ms. Nancy Brott know if you can come or have any questions. And that will keep you from becoming folk singers when you grow older. Maybe. Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. For those of you who are in the know, this is also known as the alternate Little Woodstock of Wisconsin. At LCUUC, we strive to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything we do. My name is Paul Fackler, and I'm the worship associate for, and also the roadie for this morning's service. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever they are on life's journey and whatever their backgrounds, will find a lasting home here. Whether you were raised on Bob Dylan acoustic, or Bob Dylan electric, or Bob Dylan unplugged, which is really just Bob Dylan acoustic again, or instead on Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers, and who is this Bob Dylan of whom you speak? Well, that would be Jacob's father. Or on Bob Denver, the singer, who is no relation to Bob Dylan, or even on Bob Denver, the actor, who is no relation to Bob Denver, the singer, or Bob Dylan, and in fact is not known for his singing abilities at all, we welcome you. Or perhaps you simply unplugged Bob Dylan whenever you heard him, and you were raised on Dylan Thomas instead. Well, we welcome you just the same. No matter who you love or what pronouns you use to describe yourself, you are welcome here. Please join us for refreshments and linguistic vamping, commonly known as conversation, in our social hall after the service. And while you're there, stop by the welcome table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church activities and events, and we invite everyone to join in on all or any of these events. And although our service is not strictly unplugged, please take a moment at this point to unplug or silence any of your electronic appendages, even if your ringtone or notification is something like this. And again, we welcome you all here this morning. We are so pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us. Now please take a moment to greet those sitting around you. More announcement, people. So between various sets, there's going to be some exchanges of the band members and the different groups coming up. So there will be some rearrangement transition time between some of the songs. And you are welcome, as you just did, to talk amongst yourselves. And the band will play a chime as soon as they're ready for you to pay attention to the music up there. There's the sound of the chime. So let's pay attention again.
Paul will give you topics to talk about, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with. Now, Luger will find me. This is everybody else is from the church that you recognize up here. This is my good friend and 18-year music partner, Ryan Lucas. Goes by Luger for reasons you don't want to know. Oh, there's an El Camino Stockton. In the back left corner of the church is his son, Coltrane. Give it up for Coltrane. Very good. Lesson number one, there's not a thing that can't be done. Somewhere in this world of doubt, someone's gonna work it out. Now there you go, there you go, just like that. We learn to crawl, we learn to walk. We learn to fly at Kitty Hawk. Next thing you know, one afternoon, we're driving golf balls on the moon. Now there you go, there you go, just like that. Yeah, we learned how to take our dreams and turn them into flying machines. There's one thing we haven't done. We haven't learned to live as one. Stand behind our border lines. Talk about it all. Lesson number two, it's not what you say, but what you do. Now there you go, just like that.
Because you can't drink and derive. Okay, you can turn to your neighbors and have them explain that to you. So talk amongst yourselves for a moment while Tim gets prepared as the next one up.
John. It's too far away. This is an old Woody Guthrie tune. I feel a little bit, it's a little strange to sing about the depression and everything in our situation here, although we know that people in this country and all over the world are suffering because of something very similar to the depression in 2008, so it kind of fits, but it's called I Ain't Got No Home.
Now?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, so this is a sing-along. I'll sing the verse and you all will sing the chorus. I think a lot of you know it, and I'll do the chorus real quick. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where. round and round in a circle game. Yesterday a child came out to wander, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful that the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. Then the child moved 10 times round the season, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like when you're older must appease him, and promises of someday making his dreams. Now, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in a circle again. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to carwheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow those circles down. On a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. So the years go by, and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true, there'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams and plenty, before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the captive on a carousel of time. Can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in a circle. I'm going to sing a song that was written by Leonard Cohen, and it's called The Sisters of Mercy. I love the words of this song. I hope I don't mess up the chords, but anyway, I love the words. So I was actually thinking I would print them out and everybody could be looking at them when I'm singing, but I didn't get to it. So. Oh, the sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me their song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family and later comes round to your soul. Well, I've been where you're hanging. I think I can see how you're pinned. When you're not feeling holy, your loneliness says that you've sinned. They lay down beside me, I make my confessions to them. They touched both my eyes, and I touched the dew on their hem. If your life is a leaf that the seasons tear off and condemn, they will bind you with love that is graceful and green as a stem. When I left, they were sleeping. I hope you run into them soon. Don't turn on the light. You can read their address by the moon. And it won't make me jealous if I learn that they sweetened your night. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be alright.
This is a time in our service where we share our joys and concerns, and we do this in two ways, by speaking them aloud and by lighting candles. If you have a joy or concern to share, please raise your hand and an usher will bring you a microphone, and I will light a candle to represent the joy or concern.
Hi, this is Mark. I have one that's both a concern and a joy. It's a concern because my children lost their grandmother this week. But it's a joy because she was 91, and it's been kind of a consternation over the last few years of moving her to different nursing homes as she's faded. But she's gone to rest to a better place now, so that's the joy.
I'm Mary. I have a joy and a concern. My joy is that my daughter is about leaving the college on Wednesday, and she's going to Illinois Institute of Technology, which happily is not far, but we're just very excited for her in this next step. And I also just want to thank everyone in this community who helped raise her.
Good morning, I'm Alyssa. I have two joys. One is my best friend and the kid's best babysitter is headed off to college again, and she's given it a try a couple times before, and I really think this time is going to work out for her, so I'm really happy for her. And another joy on my younger son's fourth birthday, my mom was kind of acting strange, and so we insisted she go to the emergency room right away, and it turns out she had yet another stroke, but she seems to be recovering very well, so we're really happy about that.
I'm Jerry. Would you please light a candle of joy? I don't know if you've all noticed, but in the minister's office and in the office area. Things are very different now than what they were. There's plastic hung up, and there's bare boards, walls with insulation in it. And what's going on is that we've got a project going for upgrading the restroom in there for be compatible with the American Disabilities Act, also renovating the minister's office. And I'd like to light a candle of joy for Will Norris, who's taking on the project management, who's really doing a wonderful job of coordinating this thing. And as a side on that, a lot of this work depends on volunteers, and there is a sign-up sheet in the social hall for various odd jobs, and if you are willing to help out with it, please sign up. And one last aside, we still have some sunshine cake from last week that Esther put in the freezer, and I'll thaw it out, and it's in the social hall. Help yourself after the service.
My name is Fran, and if you could light, please, a candle of sorrow. A dear friend, many decades from Doran days, way back when, died and of cancer, and it was an aggressive, painful cancer. So she's dearly missed by family and friends. She was, let's say, was just a wonderful person.
Doing the same for her. She's a real sweetie. My lovely sister.
I have a sorrow and a joy. As you all know, we lost Robin Williams this week. And so the sorrow, the loss of such a wonderful man, but also I want to mention the sorrow of grief and difficulty that so many people struggle with, depression, bipolar disorder, various forms of addictions, and so that we keep those folks in mind and send whatever energy, prayer, whatever fits for you. For folks to know that they're cared about and that they're not alone in that struggle. And then the joy is all the wonderful memories of everything Robin Williams brought to us, that we may also honor him in that way.
Hi, it's Reverend Amy. And I would like to light a candle of sorrow and concern for what is going on in Ferguson, Missouri this week, and for the folks in our church there, and their minister, Barbara Gordon. Last night was the fourth or fifth night of rioting. Curfews have now been imposed. And just hold them in your hearts. Hold both sides of this in your hearts. Hold the officer and his family. Hold the young man who died. All those who have been hurt. And pray for peace.
Hi, I am Marie-Claude McNulty. And this, I have a great joy today. And my best friend of 50 years this year is with us today. Unfortunately, she lives in Tucson.
Good morning, I'm Barbara. I'd like you to light a candle of concern and prayer, I guess, for all the refugees, because they seem to be getting to be bigger and bigger numbers around the world. Thank you.
And I will light one final candle for the joys and concerns we hold in our hearts. Dear
If you are proud of this church and this community, become its advocate. If you are concerned for its future, share its message. If its values resonate deep within you, give it a measure of your devotion. This church exists because of your faith, your confidence, your enthusiasm. Its future is yours to nurture and build. This morning's offering will now be gratefully received.
And Amy may not appreciate it, but we thought it was appropriate to do a blues song for the offertory first. Clearly, I don't have a good sense of what's appropriate. Second annual folk show. I'm sure this is a tradition that will last for at least 3 years. Wait, is it time for our readings?
Yeah. At least it's what the order of service says.
I'm so glad that my banker could come today and join us for the service.
you said it dressed appropriately, okay? Or hopefully. Just think of it as another costume. Relax by Ellen Bass. Bad things are going to happen. Your tomatoes will grow a fungus. And your cat will get run over. Someone will leave the bag with the ice cream melting in the car and throw your favorite blue cashmere sweater in the dryer. Your husband will sleep with a girl your daughter's age, her breasts spilling out of her blouse. Or your wife will remember she's a lesbian and leave you for the woman next door. The other cat, the one you never really liked, will contract a disease that requires you to pry open its feverish mouth every 4 hours for a month. Your parents will die. No matter how many vitamins you take, how much Pilates, you'll lose your teeth, your hair, and your memory. If your daughter doesn't plug her heart into every live socket she passes, you'll come home to find your son has emptied your refrigerator, dragged it to the curb, called the Hughes Appliance Store for a pickup. Drug money. There's a Buddhist story of a woman chased by a tiger. When she comes to a cliff, she sees a sturdy vine and climbs halfway down. But there's also a tiger below. And two mice, one white, one black, scurry out and begin to gnaw on the vine. At this point, she notices a strawberry growing from a crevice. She looks up, looks down at the mice, and she eats the strawberry. So here's the view, the breeze, the pulse in your throat. Your wallet will be stolen, you'll get fat, slip on the bathroom tile of a foreign hotel and crack your hip. You'll be lonely. Oh, taste how sweet and tart the red juice is. How the tiny seeds crunch through your teeth.
I keep on laughing to keep from crying. I keep on dreaming to keep from dying. I keep on trying, ain't gonna stop. You get right down to the bottom of the barrel, you float back on the top. We all know someone who's always hurting. The sun is shining, they draw the curtain. One thing for certain, the pain ain't gonna stop. You get right down to the bottom of the barrel and float back on top. You know the grass, it's always greener in someone else's yard. And the world, it's so much meaner when your heart is hard. So pleasing, I can't stop. You get right down to the bottom of the barrel, you float back on top. You get right down to the bottom of the barrel, you float back on top. You get right down to the bottom of the barrel, you float back on top.
Looking as we used to be. I'm not as funny as we like to think we are either, but you take a look at Brian here. Do you think when he was a boy this is what he dreamed he'd turn out like? But doesn't he have a right to go out and do his thing and have a good time in spite of his many flaws? I mean, maybe I do too.
Maybe.
Who among you turned out? And you know it's a biblical reference. Who among you? Who among you turned out the way you planned? But don't you have a right to be who you are? And
not one person raised their hand.
Let your light shine. Unitarians don't raise their hand. They just butt in. Well, that's sort of what this next song is about. It's called Singing Psychotherapy. That's right. You can get it all out right now just by singing along with this song. And just watch Brian. He'll show you your parts. And if you do it right, you will be here.
You left now.
Wait. Maybe you lose control or you're too oppressed. You're wrecked with guilt. Man, again, depressed. Can't relate to others. Can't stand yourself. Can't solve your problems, can't ask for help. Maybe you hate your mother, have trouble with sleep, feel anxious when you're happy, uncontrollably weak. Might drink too much, treat women like meat, have delusions of grandeur, keep what you eat. But it's okay,
it's okay.
We're all together,
we're
on your side. We're here for you.
You
can get it all out.
Get it all out.
Set yourselves free.
Set yourselves free.
You be you.
You be you.
And I'll be me.
And I'll be me.
Not a lot of healing going on out there yet. You people need work. The Baptist will do it. You might fear rejection. You might feel the rain. You might fear failure. Or you might fear change. You might feel empty, have a strange compunction. You might fear love or sexual dysfunction. It's a little too close to home. Your inner child wants to meet my dad. Your authentic self makes other people mad. A bit anal retentive, you feel conflicted, codependent. Maybe my man addicted. But it's okay.
It's okay.
We're all together.
We're all together.
We're on your side.
We're on your side.
We're here for you.
We're here for you.
You can get it all out.
Get it all out.
Set yourselves free.
Set yourself free.
You be you.
You be you.
And I'll be me.
And I'll be me.
You know, you guys have a, you're doing well. I'm going to encourage you to keep going, but saying it is one thing, but you know what else makes you feel good? A little physical exertion. So what we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to do the hand signals, because that will help in your healing process. You think you can do that? Alright, let's do this.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
We're all together.
We're all together.
We're on your side.
We're on your side.
We're here for you.
We're here for you.
You can get it all out.
Get it all out.
Set yourselves free.
Set yourselves free.
You be you.
You be you.
And I'll be me.
And I'll be me.
Thank you. Cycle for a wife, decided grandma naked, now you're scarred for life. You wake up screaming, haunted by a violent dream. We'll get it all out with a primal scream. Just Looper who has problems.
No, I don't think so.
Nah, I can tell. Just look at those people.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I kind of repressed laughter. We've been in another problem because no one's drinking. Usually we play this song, people have had a bunch of drinks by now, and they're getting a lot more healing going on than this. Rand's got one.
Well, the first step recovery is always admitting that you have a problem. Has anyone here ever had a problem? Amazing that there's a handful of people who have not had problems with it. Makes me wonder why they're here. That's true. So, maybe we should do that now. Maybe we should see what kind of problems people have, and just, at least we'll make the first step. So, has anyone ever felt a little bit down and out, maybe a little depressed? It's okay, you can raise your hand.
Glad you're here.
That's good. That's good. Maybe you don't get along with somebody and you're having some anxiety with somebody in some type of relationship, whether it's like a sibling or a mother-in-law or something like that.
Maybe some of your
all siblings. The men raise their hand, they're like, mother-in-law? maybe you have a drinking problem, like we do right now. We don't have any drinks. So we have problems with us.
We'll get it all out.
How?
With a primal scream. Yeah, it's okay. We're all together. We're on your side. We're here for you. You can get it all out. Set yourselves free. You be
you.
And I'll be me.
You
still need healing. This is going to be your last chance coming up soon. Treated like a sap, they played you for a clown. Broken and abandoned, they all put you down. But it don't matter, let the critics go to hell. Singing psychotherapy, I think I'm well. I'm good enough, that's my affirmation. Despite brain damage from too much masturbation. But I found peace, transcendent calm, getting better and better. I'm just singing along. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
We're all together.
We're all together.
We're on your side.
We're on your side.
We're here for you.
We're here for you.
You can get it all out.
Get it all out.
Set yourselves free.
Set yourself free.
You be you.
You be you.
I'll be me.
I'll be
you be you. I gotta be me.
Give her a minute.
I turned you off. Now for some LaCooks with Hukes.
It's okay.
So,
yes, why they set up, here's something to ponder. Why should the number 288 never be mentioned?
It's too gross.
Because it's too gross.
Willa Cooper with Hukes. Okay. And I want to honor our founder, Chris. And anyone is welcome to join us as we practice every week. We'd love for you to join us. And we have a really good time.
We have a new poster in the Celsia Hall, so take a look at our poster. It's inspirational.
And if anybody has any doubt of that, somebody sent me a wonderful, I think it was Donna. Donna, I woke up in the morning and this was on the telephone. Always be yourself, unless you're playing the ukulele. So we're going to the other end of the spectrum.
Tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we are to be, and when we find ourselves in the place just right, we'll be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, it will be our delight. And by turning, we come round right. 'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we are to be, and when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, it will be our delight, and by turning, we come out right.
This next piece we're going to need a little help with. We're going to sing it, and then we're going to have you all help. But in order to help, for you to help us sing it, we're going to need a little attitude.
This is the message for the age. We're going to start real quiet. By the second verse, you can shake the shaker. Join in.
I just don't think you're making it.
even if we hit wrong chords.
By the things. Cause it's every little thing gonna be alright.
Knee deep in Johnstown mud at the
time of that terrible flood, and they listen to the water. That awful noise. And then they put away the dreams that belong to little boys. And the sun goes down on Mr. Louise as he sings with his class of 1902. Oh, Mother Country, I do love you. Oh, Mother Country, I do love you. And I knew a fellow by the name of E.A. Stewart. Spelled S-T-U-A-R-T. And he raised some of the best horses you ever did see. And he had one favorite, a true champion, the old campaigner. And he called her sweetheart on parade. But E.A. Stewart knew he was going blind. So he told the boys in the tack room one day, he said, before I go, I want to drive her one more time. So the word got out, and people came from miles around just to stand around the ring, because they'd heard about the old campaigner. They knew that she was, without a doubt, the finest horse the good Lord ever made. So they stood around the ring. No one said a word. No one said a thing. And here they came. E.A. Stewart in the wagon right behind. And he was sitting tall and proud. And he was driving her stone blind. There he was, right behind the old campaigner, sweetheart on parade. E.A. Stewart and the old campaigner, and you know, she never looked finer or went better than she did that day. And the people stood and cheered. And you saw a grown man break down and cry. Because it was E.A. Stewart, the old campaigner. He was sitting tall and proud. She was holding her head high. It wasn't long after that E.A. Stewart died. And the sun.
Sing along.
start off, you can just kind of echo back to me. I'll say a line, and you echo it back. Peace. Peace. Try that again. Peace.
Peace.
Peace will. Okay, so now you've kind of got this idea that the fundamental theme of this song is peace will come, let it begin with me. So let's sing that fundamental theme, but together, not at will. Let's sing it together. Here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Peace. Peace will come. Let it begin with me again now, peace. Peace will come. Let it begin with me,
okay. Now, there's another theme we can, or another kind of tune we can sing with this. Kind of a loftier, more ethereal theme. For all you liberal arts majors out there. It goes like this. Peace will come. Peace will come. Peace will come. Let it begin with me. Let's try it.
Peace will come. Peace will come. Peace will come. Let it begin with me again.
Kids there with your internets and your high energy drinks. Here we go. Let's think of this one. Peace will come. Oh, peace will come. Oh, peace will come. Oh, let it begin with me. Try it.
Peace will come. Oh, peace will come. Oh, peace will come. Oh,
okay, now we got three different parts. So let's see if we can kind of put them together. Take the part of your own choosing. You've got the fundamentalist. I sense there may not be many of those in the crowd. I don't think that part. That one. Then we got the liberals. The peace will come. Okay, probably a lot more of those. And a few of those youngsters and young at heart who are going to say, peace will come. That part. So, you ready? Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Peace will come. Peace will come. Peace will come. Let me end with me. Oh, peace will come. Oh, peace will come. Oh, peace will come. Let me end with me.
One more time, then.
Peace will come. Peace will come. Peace will come. Let it begin with me.
Next up will be the Lost Souls Porch Band again. And while they're getting ready, here's one that's not a chemistry one, probably. So, what is the definition of a polar bear? It is a rectangular bear after a coordinate transformation.
So I see we're a little running a little late here. So I think we should we'll skip ahead. Skip that one. Turn the one to the slow one. So what we'll do is we'll do a slow, sappy one. And then we'll do a sing-along on the way out. You can just all walk out during the last song. Just this little light of mine. If you're dying to sing along with this little light of mine, you could stay. But it's good to have something to sing out to. So we're all in this together. Yeah, so give a seat, gentlemen. So clear, you're the tired, worn through. You seem nervous, you seem alone. Need to find a place that feels like home. In between. Slow road to freedom. By the
the moment that there is. We're all in this thing together, walking the line between faith and fear. And this life won't last forever. When you cry, it takes the soft in your tears. You cry, taste the sound of your
tears.
Go away while we sing you out. Or stay, whatever. So if you hear the choruses, sing this little line of mine. You know what I think, I hope. This will start with the chorus. Join in whenever you're ready. Anybody wants to join us? Clap your hearts out. Take your booties. Stand up and walk. Walk out.